High Noon, The Inside Story of Scott McNeely and the Rise of Sun Microsystems by Karen Southwick. Forward. Holding a mirror to the network revolution. A few companies stand out as mirrors of the incredible change, growth, and technical achievement that have characterized Silicon Valley and the U.S. computer industry. One such company is Sun Microsystems, ably chronicled here by Karen Southwick in a book that tracks Sun from its conception in the early 1980s by a small band of ambitious Stanford and Berkeley students to its position today as a global power in network computing with a market cap of $43 billion. Footnote, as of early 1999. Along the way, Southwick introduces the reader to the daring business people and technical geniuses who shaped this remarkable success story. And we follow the development of today's information technology from the early phases of open systems to today's interconnected world of distributed intelligence, write once, run everywhere software, and the Internet. It started with a vision, even if it took a few years for Sun to crystallize that vision in one phrase. The network is the computer, a company slogan that mystified many when first introduced in 1985, but today seems almost uncannily prescient about everything that was to come. Back in the antediluvian 1980s, when the microprocessor began to assert itself, we felt the sway of Gordon Moore's law, which stated that the processing power available to our customers